Welcome back. Why is vitamin B12 deficiency such an epidemic? Sally Patchalock, registered nurse, said billions of healthcare dollars, that's billions with a B, billions of healthcare dollars are being wasted on undiagnosed B12 deficiency. And Dr. Gabriel Cousins, my mentor, said, I just want to emphasize the point that everybody is low in B12. It is a big problem. If billions of dollars are being wasted, why is B12 deficiency not caught? We are familiar with B12 deficiencies, no matter what diet we eat. Our food does not satisfy our need for B12 completely. We also know that modern life and health challenges play a role, as does aging. But why are our doctors not catching B12 deficiencies often enough? Why do people with B12 deficiencies pay thousands of dollars in healthcare bills treating B12 deficiency symptoms and not get the B12 testing and supplementation they need to heal their B12-related health challenges? Most doctors and health providers don't know enough about B12 deficiency, or they're all trying to take care of and look out for their patients, but it's just not on their radar. This leads to low or no screening in patients who are showing B12 deficiency symptoms and others who are at risk, such as persons over 65. Doctors don't tend to test seniors because the symptoms of B12 deficiency look like so many other pre-existing conditions and age-related illnesses for which there exists a massive pharmaceutical industry to treat symptoms rather than underlying causes. Doctors will also tend to wait until the patient has enlarged red blood cells or macrocytic anemia, a sign of an advanced case of B12 deficiency, before testing. Those who do get tested are most often given the lead standard blood serum test, which notoriously gives false positives and false negative results. Not only that, but the current range for normal levels of serum B12 is far too low. Remember the section Healthy Ranges for B12 Tests. The urinary methylmalonic acid test, the gold standard for testing B12 levels, is rarely used. Finally, the current recommended daily allowance for B12 in adults, pregnant mothers, and for children are below acceptable levels. Remember, go back and see the section 3 Supplement Protocols for Vitamin B12 for guidance in this regard. Thank you so much for being with me on this B12 Exposed course. You are one of the few people who have the very best, cutting edge, and appropriate information to skillfully take care of your B12 levels for the rest of your life. Now that you have this information, please do share it with other people. I encourage you to do so. It is foolish for us to be wasting billions of healthcare dollars every year on undiagnosed B12 deficiencies, and it's even more outrageous that people's lives are being diminished or destroyed because of something that can be taken care of so simply, a cheap B12 deficiency. Get yourself tested. Eat the right foods. Take those nutrients that enhance B12 assimilation. Be on top of this one, and don't be one of the people who's low in B12. Keep those levels up as a life practice and enjoy your energetic, abundant, outgoing life with adequate B12 levels and all of the beautiful things that go along with that. For the remainder of the course, what you will see in the course guide are some excellent articles for you that you can read at your leisure about vitamin B12. You'll also see at the end of the course book some other resources for you to follow up on things that are related to vitamin B12 and a healthy diet and lifestyle that supports healthy B12 levels. So do follow up on those. You'll also see juicefeasting.com and revolutionarywebinars.com. These two sites are part of the expression of my life's passion to educate you about your health and about self-reliance, self-actualization, even self-transcendence in your life. So check out my 92-day juice feasting nutrition program on juicefeasting.com and also all of the excellent life practices, webinars, and courses that I have for you on revolutionarywebinars.com. It is my pleasure to have presented the B12 Exposed course to you. I hope to see you again for future courses. To your abundant life, to your energetic life, thank you, and I'll see you again soon. Bye.